Hey, welcome to Intentional Living Center today. Dr. Randy, along with Jennifer and Stephen, we're live in the studio today. And I was thinking coming in the studio to talk a little bit about the relationship that we all have, if you have kids that are now adults, young adults or grown adults. What do you need in that relationship? What's working? What's not working? How do we make it better? To make it a relationship that will honor God and benefit us and them and just be healthy. Love to have you join in. What have you learned? You got a question? You got a prayer need? We're here for you today. Let's join the conversation at 888-888-1717. 888-888-1717. You know, in the Bible, we see relationships like Ruth and Naomi, very healthy, loving, with a daughter-in-law. We see Samuel and mom Hannah giving him to the Lord. Then we see David. You talk about dysfunction in a relationship. David with all of his kids. He should have come to an intentional living parenting conference. Wow. Cain and Abel. Imagine what that was like for mom and dad. And Abraham and Isaac. Think about some of these stories in Scripture. What is it that we need? What is it that would make for healthy relationships? 45%, according to research, 45% of people ages 18 to 29 are still living at home. That seems enormous. I'm sure it's at the younger end more so than the higher end, but still a great percentage. We know the Bible says things like Proverbs 1, listen, my son, to your father's instruction. Don't forsake your mother's teaching. They are garland to grace your head and a chain around your neck. It would be an encouragement to you, I suppose. And when you think about it, that's the way it ought to be, a positive kind of relationship, not so much so often. Love to have you join in. 888-888-1717. You know, part of this I was thinking, and it's been on the news everywhere, and so probably most of you at least have heard about, you know, what's going on here in Tucson. We're in Tucson. That's our headquarters for intentional living. In fact, just a mile or two from where we sit, Savannah Guthrie, who's also in media, and we're in media, so we're sensitive. And some of you know that she's part of the team on the morning show on NBC, the Today Show. And her mom, Nancy Guthrie, was apparently taken from the home. And now perhaps a ransom note. I mean, if you've seen the note, it's just a tragic story. Nancy was active in her church here in Tucson. And of course, it's brought the family together. And I was thinking about, if you saw last night, some of us saw that posting from the siblings, Savannah and her sister Anna and brother Cameron, heart-wrenching. To see them asking for help with finding their mom to bring Nancy Guthrie home. And I was thinking as I was driving into our studio, what's going on just a couple miles from here, but that these siblings and the relationship with mom seem like a very powerful, positive thing. That we need mom. You know, we need dad. And I think in our own relationships, and by the way, we ask you to pray for that family today. Even if you had not even heard about the story, pray for them as we have needs. We want to remember those in need. And I was thinking about in our relationship with our own family, how precious it is, how precious life is in the relationship. And so between you and maybe your adult sons and daughters, or you're between you and your parents, if there's a breach or a break, how in the world can we make it better? Because that's really what God wants. And so I just kind of throw out there, how's it going? What's something you've learned in your relationship with your children, your grown children that has been positive? Or maybe where there's a roadblock that you wish you could get past? So we can pray with you today. All right? All right, let's go. Phone lines open, 888-888-1717, 888-888-1717. Let's get started with Vicki in Arizona. Go right ahead. What's going on in your adult children and your relationship?
I just need acceptance and love from my son. With the political situation the way it is, we seem to be on different ends, and it's really put a chill on our relationship.
Yeah, there's it's a heated thing, isn't it?
It's very sad to me because I have good friends, but we're on different sides too, but we still love each other.
Yeah.
And so I feel very judged by him. And I don't know why, really.
I'm wondering, is it possible it just comes out over politics when it's maybe something deeper and that he's not happy with you, or no?
Yeah, he was raised in the church, Christian, and decided in his adulthood that wasn't for him anymore. So there's always been that, but we've still had a loving relationship. So this is just like the break point, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
I'm feeling very rejected by him. That's my feeling.
Sure. Does he know that?
I think so. We haven't talked about it, obviously. But maybe that's what I need to do, is just let him know.
Yeah, I think sitting down, I mean, I was thinking as we were starting the show today that the relationship between ourselves as a parent or grandparent and our children or grandchildren, especially our children, is one of the few relationships that evolve over time. If you have a friend, you have a friend for life generally, right? I mean, it may evolve and change some, but they're a friend. Maybe you met them in the choir at church, or they're a neighbor, or someone has similar interests, but you've been friends for years, and you have that friendship relationship. But with a parent-child, it changes. They're little babies, and you change their diapers. You've changed the diapers on this person you're now supposed to sit down and treat as an adult. You've seen it all, literally, right? And so this is a relationship that tends to evolve. You go from that little tiny baby that needs 100% of your attention to that young person. You got to get them to kindergarten and first grade, and then all of a sudden they're in middle school and less so, and then they're in high school, and they're not sure they want to spend as much time with you as they do their friends. Come on. And then they're off to college, and they need the money. And then if the relationship is not intact, if you don't have a good relationship over those years, and transitioning during those stages is really hard. And I have to be honest, it's been difficult for me because I'm a fixer by nature. I like to fix problems. I mean, that's how God's wired me. When you have a problem, I want to give you some input and maybe some things will be helpful for you. And my wife will smile, you know, when I try to help her with things that she'd rather have me just listen, right? And that's true of my kids, too. By the way, they're not kids, young adults. I mean, middle-aged adults at some point here. Smart, godly, intelligent, smarter than I am, know more than I do. But as a parent, you know, you're still there and thinking, call 1-800, I'm happy to give you some input, right? Come on. How do we really make these relationships, which, by the way, I have great relationships with my children, our children. But at the same time, going through that process, that can be an interesting thing. All right, Patrick, thanks for joining the discussion here today. How you doing? Hello, Patrick. All right, let me go to Teresa in Michigan. Hi, Teresa, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good.
Terrific. What have you learned about this parent-child relationship, adult-child relationship?
It's pretty hard because they see you doing things and the things like my mother did, but my youngest just says, well, it's a different generation now. My two sons dislike each other. My oldest says he's toxic. I want nothing to do with him. I'm in Michigan. That son is in Colorado. And just last summer, my son will be 31 this month. Just last summer, I evicted him from my house because it was just, there was no patience, there was no kindness, there was no understanding.
Toward
I'm
you?
100% disabled veteran.
Toward you?
According to me, yeah.
Yeah.
Toward me. Oh, yeah, I was called everything under the sun.
Now, what about your relationship with what about the relationship with your other son?
Oh, it's very, very good. Whenever his younger brother would go online and say stuff or blow up about the family, he would always call and say, are you okay? This is And this is why he goes, Michael is toxic. I want nothing to do with him. And that's why he's, you know, in Colorado and I'm in Michigan.
What would you like, Teresa?
And it hurt me.
Yeah. What's the desire of your heart?
Just that they would get along and my youngest son know that I only want more for him and want better for him. I'm not saying things and doing things to correct him and put him down and all this. I always have to watch what I say. But I just, you know, if he would just take a few moments to actually think about some of the things he says and does and how he'll tell somebody, oh, you're a horrible person because you stole something. And then he turns around and does the same thing. And he doesn't understand that.
How do you feel, Teresa? Because we can't talk to him, but how are you doing? How does this impact you in your life?
It's horrible because way back when I heard somebody in a talk saying you were only as happy as your saddest child. And that's about true.
Wow, that's a powerful statement, Teresa. And we hear it. You hear the frustration, the loss, the hurt. You know, we talk about circles of concern, circles of control. And one of the realities when you have an adult son or daughter is they're outside of your circle of control, unless they're living in your house. By the way, the Bible says children obey your parents so you can live a long life, right? That's an interesting way of putting it. And the reality is if you're still at home, you're 18 or 25 or 30, and you're still living in your parents' basement, and they're paying the bills and giving you food, there's a point of still being obedient in the home. What I mean by that is you have the right to set some rules and policies. Now they're adults. I get that. So be reasonable in what you're going to do. But the fact is, as long as you're in subject to your parents, there's still that sense of being under their authority. But if you're on your own, you're an adult, the relationship goes to, by the way, honor your father and mother, right? Honor them. And parents, we need to honor our young adults and our adults who are striving for independence and helping them do that. But Teresa, I think, Teresa, you made a powerful statement. I don't know who you heard it from, but it's a great one. Many times as a parent, we're almost just about as happy as the saddest in our own family or the hurts that go on in the life of our sons and daughters. Very true. All right, what's helping you to make that relationship work? Let's take a break. We'll be back. 888-888-1717.
You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Intentional Life Media and is made possible by the generous support of listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio, but it is intended to help you live an intentional life in Jesus Christ. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back.
Deciding on what route to take between your home and your work is one level of habit. Deciding how you're going to respond to your spouse whenever he or she says something to you has quite another consequence. Deciding how you're going to respond when you're bored, when you're tired. Deciding how you're going to respond when you turn on the computer and you have opportunity to go to pornography. Deciding how you're going to respond when you have a moment to make a decision about your integrity makes a difference. An excerpt from a lesson on 10 things you can do to develop the kind of habits in your life that I can too, that'll change our lives, transform our lives. And as Christians, we need to be thinking about the kind of habits that we have that are holding us back and building into our life. The lesson is in our members-only exclusive site within the site of Intentional Living, our website at theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com. And for members, you put in that little code, you get access. To new members, we'll make sure you get the code. If for some reason you're on the support family and the code didn't get through or you lost or whatever, we'll make sure we get it to you. Just let us know, okay? Because this is a way for us to have a special just way of communicating with those of you who said, hey, I want to be a part of this journey with you, Randy. And so we make that available to you. Again, you can call during West Coast business hours to join us at 888-888-1717 or go on over to theintentionallife.com. Adult sibling relationships. Not only the siblings, but really we're talking about you as a parent in relation to those adults, maybe as siblings or as individuals. The parent-child relationship when the child's no longer a child and they're an adult. And what is it you need and want? I think I speak for most parents. We want respect and we want to be listened to and be included. One of the things, be included in the life. That, to us, that's really important. When our children include us in their lives and bring us up to date what's going on, that we like that. That's something that's really positive. But learning then to shut your mouth and not offer any input. Come on. Unless to ask for. Part of the process, right? Okay, let's get to some more calls here. Patrick in Arizona. Hi, Patrick. How you doing?
Hi, Randy. I'm doing okay today.
Good. What do you think about relationship with your kids?
Well, for me, I made a lot of mistakes as a parent. Obviously, a lot of us do. You know, no one's perfect. We're being perfected, hopefully, you know, and learning from our mistakes. But to me, I think the most valuable thing for correcting a future relationship and also making the amends to my kids properly is getting their perspective on the way I affected them, what I did that was wrong, what I did that was right. You know, it's that open communication, the willingness to share not only, you know, my wrongs with them, but the opportunity for them, like you said, to listen, you know, and for them to express to me exactly where I went wrong. You know, so I can learn that.
Did
so
you do
in
that?
In a future relationship, if I were to have... Well, I tried to. You know, right now my relationships are very strained. I have my oldest child I haven't seen in 14 years, you know, and there was a separation between me and her mother, and she relocated for, her new husband was relocated for work. He's in the military, you know, and I'm here in Phoenix, and, you know, we live in Tucson at the time, and she moved across the country, and because of... and honestly, my gambling addiction, it was probably the worst addiction I've ever been in, mm-hmm. you know, in that I didn't have the money or opportunity really to bring her here or to go visit.
Yeah.
You know, and it was so hard, you know, with her being gone to even reach out. You know, it broke me to just hear her voice.
Yeah, how are you doing now? And sounds like they're still, still difficult. How are you handling it?
Yeah, well, absolutely. You know, I'm contemplating at this point, you know, and been thinking that, you know, that relationship obviously has to be restored, but I don't even know how to approach it at this point.
Yeah.
You know, and that's maybe where I could use the input from other people that have been in that situation. You know, again, I want to talk to my kids about the way things affected them, and obviously that relationship is so strained, you know, and that the lack of it. You know, and I was involved in her life up until 13 regularly. You know, and when she was taken away or moved, you know, I lost touch with her. You know, it was a regular thing at one point in time. And I always wanted to have more of an involvement in her life.
Yeah.
You know, and it was difficult, like I said. I mean, just broken every time I picked up the phone.
Yeah, and I hear it. I hear it in your voice today.
And I couldn't be with her.
Amen. Yeah, can I pray with you, brother? Let me.
Very difficult. Absolutely.
Let me pray with you. Let me offer you some input, Patrick. I hear your heart. You want your son or daughter, you want your kids to be able to say, hey, Dad, here's how you affected us. That may be like step two or step three, because that may not be what they're prepared to even what you expect, what you want isn't necessarily where they are, if that makes sense. And I would add, the best thing that you could do is make sure the door of communication is open simply by acknowledging to them, I don't know, through email or phone call, whatever, if you even have opportunity, I blew it. I wasn't a dad I should have been. I'm working through some stuff in my own life. I'm taking responsibility for me. In other words, focus on the things you can do, Patrick, for your own life, what you've learned through your life and through these years, so you get healthier and better and stronger and become what you want to be. And not live in that regret, because you can't go back and change yesterday. You can't change what you should have or did or didn't do or whatever you think. And none of us can. But what we can do is take responsibility, say, today, I'm going to learn from that stuff and I'm going to make some changes in my life. And I can't be responsible if my kids are going to respond to that. That's outside my control. But what I can do is tell my kids what I'm doing in my life. and that I love you and I care for you. And I pray that before I see Jesus, we can have an opportunity to connect again. And you know my email, and I'm here. I think sitting at that point and then just working, getting as healthy as you can, Patrick, and that's true of all of us. I mentioned to my wife yesterday, this week, wouldn't it be nice? And I know we're going to live in eternity with Jesus, which is perfect, but kind of like if you could come back again and learn from what you did the first time, you know? And I know some teach that, but that's not going to happen. We get one shot through this thing of life, and so we better learn as we go, and that's why the power of today, to be intentional today, to do the next right thing today, is really what we're talking about. But Patrick, you're right on, man. Open and honest communication to the extent that that's possible. Lord, I do pray for Patrick. He's hurting, and you know that today. And there's others, Father, like Patrick, who are hurting for all sorts of reasons that we can't even imagine, in a brokenness or concern for in a relationship with a parent or with a child, either way. I just pray that you'll open doors and provide opportunity for all parents, grandparents, and adults, children to honor and grow in the relationship, knowing that that's going to open up the flow of more grace and mercy and love, and I think in our lives in general. And I pray that'll be a part of the lives of people who are experiencing estrangement and brokenness in their relationships today. Amen.
Are the habits shaping your life making you stronger or holding you back? In Dr. Randy's teaching titled Habits, you'll learn how to identify the habits shaping your life and intentionally replace unhealthy patterns with godly habits that lead to lasting change.
What one habit do you have right now you'd like to eliminate in your life? When we think of five essential areas of life, faith, family, health, finances, and work, and you had to pick one habit that you know is not building strength into your life, what would it be?
Create new habits this year and support intentional living with a monthly gift. When you do, you'll be a part of a special group that can listen to this message and get unlimited access to all of Dr. Randy's past teachings. Don't miss out on this special opportunity. Give now and you'll get access to these life-changing resources today by calling 888-888-1717 or visiting theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com.
Thank you, Kurt, for that reminder, and I just say thank you for those of you who are catching the vision to be a part of the ministry. And man, I know that there's so many needs in the world, and we're sitting right here at the intersection of people taking their faith, what they believe, what God has taught them, their relationship with Christ, and making it applied into their lives and how they live. And we try to keep the messages. What's the next right one thing? What do we do today? The power of today, the power of one thing today. And we see people coming to Christ, young people making decisions, families being restored, and you all are helping make it possible. Thank you for your support. Call 888-888-1717, press number 2, talk to our team, join us today, dollar a day. Count me in, right? Or go to theintentionallife.com. You can join us at 888-888-1717 to be a part of the show today. All right. I think we have time quickly. If we go to Ryan, you're on the line. Tell us what's going on with your son's relationship.
It's curious why more kids don't go to their parents for guidance nowadays, you know, the wisdom and all that. I think for me and for us, it boils down to a few things. Number one, communication. It's just ever since I grew up, it was just very top down my way or the highway. And even as I became a young adult and would seek guidance on things, I'd get guidance. But if I didn't follow that guidance, it was met with pain, like hurt or resentment. So I started to become more guarded. So it's not that I never seek guidance from them. They're just definitely not my first source. And also because growing up, I just didn't see them applying or making decisions based on the Bible and what God would do. There was more pride involved, more my way, and even with finances and stuff, like all those things really didn't seem to be great decisions. And then when it came to being married and having a spouse, I noticed early on if there was friction between my spouse and I, which was normal, they would always take my side. So I knew that that would just cause more harm in everybody's relationship by coming to them.
Yeah. So what's the relationship like now?
You know, it's really sad. He's worked his whole life, done amazing things, super smart, and trying to set the family up for success and change, you know, future generations, but at the sacrifice of time. Growing up, he was always present. They were great loving parents and very engaged. And I was really hoping in this season where we have, you know, kids, that they would be much more engaged. And it's like pulling teeth to make them leave their cave. So it's we can potentially come over there, but they seem to be okay with just occasional FaceTimes, and we're really missing experiences and relationship.
Now, is that you waiting for them to take the initiative, or do you take the initiative and they turn you down?
Again, kind of like the guidance, it's kind of only on their terms. So, you know, and they never can seem to plan and make family get-togethers a priority. It always depends on what's going on. So it always becomes last minute and it never seems to happen.
Interesting. And how far are you near each other, or is there a distance physically?
We're about 30 minutes apart, so it's not too bad.
Have you ever talked to your parents about this, your dad?
Yeah, and they get very defensive.
Yeah. That's sad, isn't it?
It is. It is. It's really sad. So right now we're just praying and then trying to meet them in a middle ground of FaceTiming more, but, you know, we could definitely do more FaceTime. But we're really just missing time with them, genuine time of sharing stories and time with our kids. So sometimes our kids, we're like, oh, we're going to their house. And my youngest is like, who's that?
Wow. Thank you for sharing that as we wrap up the show today. We just scratched the surface. I'll tell you what, let's do this again, we'll do it now. We're going off the air live from our center here. But we're going to continue, and I'm going to record a show, and I think we'll air it. Let's air it next Tuesday. How's that sound? Here on Intentional Living. So if you have a comment, a story, how have you developed or working on a relationship with your adult children or vice versa, give us a call, 888-888-1717. Love to talk to you. I'm Dr. Randy. Thank you for your prayers and support. This is an important intentional relationship we need to work on. Have a great day. We'll see you next time from our Intentional Living Center, a part of Intentional Life Media.